I'll just fight them. They can just fight me. They know where I live. A number of them do. They can just come here and get their ass beat. And Dark Enlightenment actually hates this whole thing, too. He says that TRS is basically like a cult. So he doesn't like it either. So there's a lot of people who are very upset with TRS that just don't talk because they don't want to be ostracized from the people that they think are their fucking friends. I guarantee you that in tomorrow, people are going to be talking shit about what a scumbag I've always been. But they didn't say that shit when I was around because this whole thing was fake, dude. It's fake. There's no community, and you guys are fucking idiots if you're giving these people any money. They're idiots. They're fucking liars, and you're giving them money to talk about the same thing every week. And you don't even have to you don't have to pay us, dude. We'll just do it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, TRS did kick Dingo off. They totally kicked him off. So that's the deal, dude. Why don't they want to be associated with Vic? Oh, no, J.O. just literally said, we don't want to have him on the network. That was what he said, like 2 weeks ago. So that's that, period.
I don't blame him. That Vic guy's a real loose cannon.
Do you think the Murdoch guy's still like TRS? I don't care. I don't give a fuck, dude. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, they thought Dingo's show was garbage. Sven talked mad shit on it in the TRS Facebook group. Yeah, he thought it was garbage. He thought Dingo's show was stupid, and he didn't like Dingo, so they kicked the show off the network. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, Earl, you're right. TRS doesn't even charge crystals.
Yeah, no, they're just liars, dude. They're just liars. They just want to talk about edgy conservative shit and then just be homos. They're faggots, dude. They're fucking faggots, dude. They don't care about anyone who actually gives a shit about white people. And notice how any time that, like, someone talks shit about, like, anything Mike or Stryker has to say, that Stryker and Mike will just be like, yeah, well, if you think that, why don't you just kill yourself? It's like, well, how about you just kill yourself, you fat fucking retard and you short pussy? How about that? How about you just fucking kill yourself? You two, like, 40-year-old, no-child-having fucking cocksuckers. How about that? How about you fucking kill yourself? You people out here telling us what to do for revolution, but you don't even have kids. You have no sense of urgency. You guys are fucking faggots.
We need to stock up on more condiments for the Ranchino State first.
Yeah, it's just like, be honest, guys. Be honest. Yeah. No, we yeah, the subscription. Why don't you just tell me, just give us money because we're poor.
Look, like, Goyim, just give us more shekels for the paywall so we can continue giving hot takes.
Yeah, just keep giving us money so we can continue doing the same exact thing. Never mind the fact that we literally never get kicked off the internet ever. So, get out of here. Yeah. I don't want to work and I need a new pole, Sven. Yeah. So I'm just saying, we got to start like some sort of meme to like actually like do something about. Is McNabb a homo? No, he's just an idiot. He's boring as fuck, and he's just stupid as fuck. Anytime he says anything, it has nothing to do with the topic at hand, and it's just,
oh, so you mean to tell me that the government doesn't care about those people?
It's like, yeah, moron. We figured that out like 100 years ago. You bald fuck. Yeah, dude, McNabb.
Well, so you mean to say that this and this?
You sound so, like, yeah. Meatnab. When you're doing his voice, you sound like Meatnab.
He's just a fucking moron.
Every
time he fucking opens his mouth, it's just like, shut up, you fucking idiot. It's like, oh, well, I know so much. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I would like to just feed you, like, gallons of your own semen, you fucking faggot. I do what the fuck I want, all right? And all these faggots can fucking get wrecked. Did McNabb do something to you? No, he's a faggot. He could never do anything to me that would upset me. Guy. That's it. That's the thing, dude. These people will allow you to talk shit on them. But guess what? I dare you motherfuckers to talk shit on me. I will fucking fight you. IRL. I'm Tonka Saw, dog. JK, I'm actually not gonna do that. I mean, I would. Like, I'll fight any of these people. What brought on this anger from TRS? Bro, you have no idea what you're talking about, fam. Dialer, they're fags. That's what happened.
Yenta's gonna yent.
Yeah, how about you just fucking kill yourself? How's that sound? You wanna listen to fucking TRS? Go cry and listen to fucking TRS. You need to tone down the language. You don't want to have some FBI watch list. I don't fucking care.
A little too late for that, you know?
Yeah, fucking. You're not as revolutionary as you think you are, sweaty. It's like, yeah, but guess what, guys? I don't profess to be revolutionary.
Well, he's a Mamzer before he's an idiot.
Yeah, but fuck him, and I don't think so. I mean, he might have. But originally,
bro, he looks like Allen Ginsberg's son.
I feel bad that Larryson told me to kill him. I've told like 1,000 people to kill themselves. You can find me literally. Why not give me some info on the ADL or SPLC? They may pay good money for it. Hey, guy, TRS is literally doing what the ADL wants, which is just crying about censorship. That's how the left wing has beaten the fuck out of conservatives the last 20 years. And TRS thinks that they can just do the exact same fucking thing. They all think, they all hate me. They all think.
No, they don't, man. You're one of us. Most of them are just asleep. They're passing out from too much ranch.
Larry, stop burning bridges. Shut up, faggot. We can just shut up. I'm going to go to bed soon, so I got to get up and go to work. But
man, you're putting in work right now.
Yeah, well, I have to go make money tomorrow. I don't get paid to do this shit. I never got paid to do TRS shit, but I don't get paid to do this. But you know what? One of the things that started this entire outlook of mine was a conversation that I actually had with Vic a couple of weeks ago about when Coach got doxxed.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, yo, dog, you gotta get out of there. You got like 6 months. So.
No, dude, it was a matter of time.
Yeah.
You kind of like get into the TRS thing. You want to like do the right thing, and then you realize that these guys care more about their fucking really
Bro,
fucking
I
show.
Literally, I brought this up the other day in a chat, and Jay was like, "All you do is repeat yourself over and over again." It's like, how about you address what I said, you fucking toothless faggot? How about that?
We have these rich white elites that are fucking us over, and like these people. This is the thing. Like, I mean. I have mixed feelings about Matt Parrott, but he did say one thing I agree with. He said that if you make money off the movement, it will corrupt you, and you will start making decisions that are not good for the people.
And no, so, you're like, right, man. And here's the
actually, before I go and come right back, I want to...
Gotta go charge my jitterbug.
No, they're just faggots, dude, and they're all a bunch of fucking pussies who count on other people to back them up. They're faggots. So what? So what's this mean? I'm going to go from like having like, what, 4,000 people listen to my show every week to like, what, zero? I don't give a fuck if any of you faggots listen to my show. Because guess what? I'm not doing this for you fucking people. I've hung out with these people since I was fucking 24 years old. I'm almost 30. And what's really funny is that like anytime like his paying customers say anything to him about criticism, he's like,
it's the arrogance of it all that fucking makes me, especially Eric Stryker, that piece of shit fucking sniffs his own farts.
Yeah, oh, I'm so smart. I know about National Socialist Germany and actually think that Americans are the same caliber as NS Germany. Hey, you're a fucking idiot, dude. And you're like 5'1" and could get wrecked by a woman. So like, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, he talk like he's a fucking womanizer and like he's all like fucking jacked.
Who gives a shit, dude? Oh, real quick. Now that you're done with TRS, can you tell the truth why Asmodor left? I already told the truth, guys.
You better shut your mouth, Larry.
Like, I wasn't lying. Asmodor left because they had me change the show title. That's it. Period. I said that like 100 years ago. Is this the TRS, Larry Ridgway?
Yeah.
I don't need to be carried by anybody. I don't give a fuck about viewers. If someone wants to host my show, they can. But
that's what I mean. If you're just interested in that,
he can host my show if he wants, but I'm not pressed about it. I'm not going to beg someone to fucking host
my
show.
No, of course
not.
It's just an offer. But
I left TRS because they're fucking lying homos, dude. I actually care about white people. I don't give a fuck about money. If you want to give me more, I'll take it. But like,
hello,
that's because you're an honest person, dude, and like. I think any people who are like honest and are actually analyzing the situation and don't have like financial motives to like not be honest are going to come around to these kind of conclusions. And I'm glad you came around.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? I'm going to do an impression really quick. Well, guys, well, here's the thing is that like when we have to make money doing something, we have to do something, right? My name's J.O., and we have to do something. We have to make money somehow.
I hope TRS is shut down and all their audience is fucking radicalized as fuck.
I hope that they get shut down too. Fuck. Bunch of faggots. Dude, I literally said this the other day to J.O., and he was like, I totally reject you saying that I have a conflict of interest because I'm out here doing shit. And I'm like, guy, you like, I, you
you've been doing shit like the last 75 years of white nationalists fucking doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not nothing, but like basically not making any fucking steps forward.
Tell, you know, Larry is someone who was one of the first people when it first started. I mean, he could give you his take on that.
No, yeah, no, they're real niggas. TRS is being sued over Charlottesville. Shut up, faggot. Who cares? Who fucking cares? Oh, he's your best friend. Yeah, no, he isn't. I haven't talked to him in like fucking 7 months because he's like so cool.